Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with E911 Services Director Kara Sorrells about the Emergency Communications Equipment Project. Washington County is in the middle of a project, although they may not be seeing some of the construction yet, to get new emergency communication equipment and towers going. Can you explain kind of where we are in the process?
Where we are at is we have a contract with Raycom. That's our vendor that we have selected. And we have done a detailed design review that we have approved. We originally were going to have 5 tower sites. We're going to do a 6th site in the southeast corner of the county to help improve coverage. We want 95% coverage all the way around the county, including the southeast corner, and that's for radio coverage and paging coverage. So we've done an addition of a 6th site. We've signed off on that. And the next thing that is going to happen is they're going to start ordering and building equipment in Marshalltown at Raycom, so that they get ready to bring it down here and install it. We're also going to have a civil engineer on board here shortly to do the site surveys for the 2 towers that we need to build. Those are going to be greenfield sites, so he needs to do some survey there. And then once that gets going, towards the end of this year, beginning of next year, we should be almost on track to have a brand new radio system.
And when you talk about coverage, you know, let's give the Crawfordsville example. What does that mean, the 95%?
Okay, what that means is currently, when we first started this, we got a consultant. We did a lot of radio studies. How many times does our radio signal here at the dispatch center penetrate a building? Let's say there's an ambulance, there's first responders, fire inside a building in Crawfordsville. Those surveys came back that generally it's about 35% of the time. Sometimes it was 49% of the time, which was good, but that's poor. Because if they are calling for help, if they need additional assistance, if it's an accident, you know, they're down in a ditch and they need something, that means they're only getting back to us about 35 to 49% of the time. 95% of the time is much better average. So we want them to be able to contact us and us contact them the majority of the time so that everybody's safe.
And this not only will help protect the residents of Washington, but people who travel through on that 218 corridor.
Actually, this project's been going on for a long time. And back in like 2006, 2007, we identified the dead spots, like we want to say, where the signal just doesn't get out. And there are several spots along 218. And unfortunately, that's where we have a lot of accidents. And some of those ditches there by Highland. And, you know, they're calling for help. They need more people. They need extrication. They need, and, you know, it's coming back to us as a bunch of static. So we need to have good coverage there.
And just thinking about this winter with all the snow events and the ice we've had, you think about all of those cars you see in the ditch along 218.
Yeah, that's right. There's just a ton of accidents, and we need to be able to have reliable communication, and that's what we will have when we finish this project.
With this, it doesn't come free. So what kind of impact will the residents of the county see?
They will start seeing it on their taxes this fall. They're going to start seeing, we bonded for it. They will start seeing that we're going to have to start paying for that. And right now we've only made one payment, a partial payment. We have a schedule. Once there's delivery of some of this equipment, we will have to make another payment. But unfortunately, you can't put a price on somebody's life. We have to have reliable equipment. We don't want, you know, fire, EMS, officers, anybody getting hurt. And if a citizen calls, we want to make sure that the people get there as soon as possible and they get whatever resources they need.
Often you don't think about 911 services until you need them.
That's right. Most people never call 911 in their life. And when they do, it's an emergency. So we want to make sure that it is reliable and that the people, we can get them there as soon as possible and communicate with them effectively.
And with all of this new radio equipment from Raycom, where will it be housed?
That is the second part of the project. We're actually going to build a 911 communications building and emergency operations center out between the jail and the sheriff's office on Lexington Boulevard. So that's a parallel project with the radio project. And fortunately, they seem to be moving at a good pace, and it's going to work out, I think, as far as timing. Should be able to have bid letting for the building this spring and start construction this year. And our goal is to have that building finished by March or April of next year. So hopefully the building is built and has a roof. And when they start bringing that equipment, we can actually set it up right in the communication center where it will be out there.
And the current dispatch center was not constructed initially as a communication center, but this will be, and it'll have some of those features that'll help protect it should a storm come through.
Yes, it's going to be a hardened structure. This is not a hardened structure that we're in right now. This is a building that was a house originally, so it's not built for this. And we have had a tornado come right through this. And we're lucky that, you know, it hopped over here and some of the other buildings protected us, but... yeah, it's going to be a hardened structure, should withstand an F5 tornado, and it will be very exciting to get that state-of-the-art equipment in a state-of-the-art building.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with 911 Services Director Kara Sorrells talking about an update on the radio services project. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.